So before we begin the channel, let's have a brief time of bringing your energy in, deeply inside, and let the beautiful, ancient mysteries of this land surround you. Feel your resonance, your own heartbeat with the heartbeat of this land. And let it deepen that place inside of you that remembers. Let the air, let the land, let the birds, let the breeze bring that appreciation for this land inside of you, the remembrance. Do you remember being here? Do you remember your tribe here? And placing your hand on your heart, saying thank you. Mahalo, thank you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are in Greece at Delphi, sometimes called Delphi. I have channeled at many sacred sites, many historical sites in many continents. They are there for you to hear. My apologies to the historians, to the guides, to those who are invested in the history of the places that I channel, for I tend to rewrite a bit of what has happened. And I do it in that which is a metaphysical way. The esoterics of this area are profound. Very profound. Let me make a statement. All over the world at this time in history, there was the understanding of the esoteric, just starting to try to communicate with that which is the creator, that which was the God, that which was the earth. And it took several paths. If you take a look at Asia, you'll see it very clearly. And the results are certain major religions of the planet. But here, as it was done and as it was given and as it was recorded, affected this continent greatly. What was done here set the stage for what was to come in esoteric evolution. Again, we point this out. These were the beginning days, just awakening to the realization that the communications might be possible. We speak of Apollo. Apollo used an oracle. Now, this is where some of the history may depart. And I want to be clear of the esoterics and the metaphors involved. For the oracle was the priestess. But, dear ones, there were more than one. And many times the priestess had to be an elder. And the communication had to be a woman. I want you to see already that the honoring of the female for communications was still here. Even in the days where the gods were being developed, the female was seen to be the one who was the shamanic one and who could communicate. Now, the elder woman used as the oracle to make the pronouncements had to be pure. Now, don't misinterpret this, for this will then span some cultures and give you some understanding. It wasn't just that she had to wash in a certain spring. She had to be pure of consciousness. Now, listen to this. There was no mention of being a virgin. This was not of this culture. In fact, the family was important then as now. You recognize that the very gods were a family. And therefore, procreation was respected, honored, expected, and she would have many grandchildren. The idea of virginity being something that you had to have to be pure was completely and totally a man-made principle. Now, what I want to show you is this. The principle of all of this was to get messages. You might be interested in who the oracle originally might have been talking to. And that was something called Gaia. Now, it was not spelled as you spell it today. Go look for that. And so it was communication to the planet, to what you call the energy of creation, Gaia, today. Now, I want you to look again at what this represented. First of all, even Apollo had to use an intermediary, someone else, to talk to the creative source, to get messages in her own way. Today, you see this even extended into those major spiritual systems that still use an intermediary from you to God. It started here. It's extended even to modern systems. But what I want to tell you is that you are sitting at the beginning of channeling. That is it. And so it is.